This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and the Odyssey app. Yesterday, we went to Kansas. Today, let's head to Columbia, Missouri, and be joined by Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com to get the latest on the Tigers as they head into their homecoming matchup against Auburn. Gabe, some exciting changes with the website. Tell people what they are.
Yeah, same website. Like, if you type in PowerMizzou.com, you're going to end up at our site, which is what we encourage people to do if you have it bookmarked for another URL. You might be a little confused when you get there, but we moved on October 1st over to the 24/7 Sports Network. Same site, same staff, more content. You know, it's gone. It's been 16 days. Seems like about 3 months, and seems to have gone pretty well, at least from our end so far.
Gabe, the perception from everybody from the outside is Missouri kind of got fat off cupcakes, and then when they finally played a real team, they got their doors blown off. Is that the perception around the Missouri program as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair for now until they go beat somebody. You know, I mean, the Vandy win looks better than it did. Even the BC win, like, it's not great, but it's not bad. But that A&M bench is going to hang around at least until Saturday at, you know, about 2:30, and maybe even after that, because Auburn hasn't beaten a power conference team yet either. So even if you beat Auburn, they're going to be 2-5, and I think a lot of people are still going to say, okay, but like, you still haven't really proven anything. And that was always the downside of this schedule, is you just don't have that many chances to impress people.
Gabe, you are right. It's funny just watching this team, and obviously you watch them as closely as anybody. I'm not sure if there has been a game that Missouri has played well that, at least for this season, I don't know what their A game looks like. And I think right. When you look at those games against Boston College and Vanderbilt, most Missouri fans, and myself included, kind of make excuses. Hey, now they're going into the bye week. We're going to see the real Tigers. And then they got pummeled from the absolute jump. I am curious what the best version of the 2024 Missouri Tigers looks like. I don't think any of us have that answer.
Yeah, I think Eli Drinkwitz is curious, to be honest. I mean, you know, we thought we knew kind of the ceiling for this team. Well, they redefined what the floor was at Texas A&M. Like, I did not think Missouri had that performance in them this year. So the floor is lower than we thought. The ceiling, we don't know. And so everybody's sitting here. I mean, I wrote something this morning, best case, worst case for the rest of the year. I can legitimately see this team going 11-1. If they win Saturday, they play well, feel good about themselves, and turn into the team we thought they were, like, every game on their schedule is winnable. I can also see them going 6-6, because maybe that team's just not, maybe that was kind of a creation in our own minds, and that team doesn't exist this year. They lose to Auburn. Everything they wanted is off the table, and then who knows how a bunch of college kids are going to react to that. So as much as anybody in the country, like, there's so much variance left of what Missouri could be over the next 7 weeks.
Right now we're talking to Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com. Gabe, there is always a love-hate relationship between Missouri fans and their quarterback. I'm not really sure if Missouri has really loved a quarterback since Chase Daniel. That certainly feels like where we are right now with Brady Cook.
You know, it's so interesting because, like, going into the 2023 season, most people kind of had their minds made up about Brady, right? Like, he can get you to a bowl game. He can't do much more. And then obviously he did way more. And I mean, he got all the love he deserved. And we were writing stories in the offseason of the redemption of Brady Cook, going from this guy that nobody wanted to, like, hey, next season could make him literally one of the most loved players in Missouri history. And now we're back to, I think the anger is even more harsh than it was last year for various reasons. Obviously expectations is part of it. Let's be honest. Paychecks are part of it. You know, I mean, I think people, and I include myself in this, like, I've been harder on players this year than I would have been 5 years ago because they are getting paid. Some of them a pretty good amount of money. Hey, you want the benefits of being a pro athlete, then some of the negatives come with it too. And it's just been really fascinating. I don't think Brady would use the word fascinating, right? But it's been an interesting arc, and the next 6 weeks will determine what the ultimate story is. I mean, is he a guy that, you know, is looked at maybe a little Blaine Gabbert-like? I mean, they're not the same player, but, like, yeah, it was or a little Drew Locke-like. Hey, it was good. We had that one year, but, like, it always just felt like there should have been more. Or is he going to put himself in the James Franklin, Chase Daniel type conversation of guys that really did elevate this program? And it's insane. Look, I understand this is what we do with quarterback, but what has driven me nuts this year is we just pretend it's just him. Like, either Brady wins or loses, Brady good or bad, you know, black or white. And there are a bunch of guys on this team, and I'll be honest, very few of them have played as well as they need to for Missouri to get where it wants to go.
Gabe, it's funny because I think the theme of this has been what's real and what's not real, and I don't think we have the answer yet. Missouri's defense was so good the first couple of weeks, and they were an absolute disaster against Texas A&M. They've had some injuries pop up over the course of the last couple of days or so. What do you think the real Missouri defense is?
I think it's decent, better than it looked against A&M, not as good as it was last year. I mean, you lose five players to the NFL. That seems likely, right? The hope was, hey, Johnny Walker just stepped in for Darius Robinson. That hasn't happened. The hope was you can get pressure along the defensive line. That hasn't happened. That, you know, Torian O'Pride, Drayden Norwood, Nick Deloach, whoever it is at corner, minimize the loss of Ennis Rakestra and Chris Abrams-Drain. I'm not sure that's happened. But they're still giving up the fourth fewest explosive plays in the country. They've given up 92 points this season, and 41 of them were on one day. Now, you can't erase that day. Like, that day sticks with Missouri, no question. But if that's an outlier at the end of the year, you know, you're still okay. If you see a couple more days like that, then the rest of it is, yeah, you just played bad teams.
Gabe, I've sort of eliminated the playoff dreams from my mind just for this reason. Just watching Missouri over the first 6 weeks of the season, they're probably going to lose next week on the road against Alabama. And right now, I just don't trust this team to go undefeated in all of their other games. I can't pinpoint exactly which one they'll lose to, but whether it's this week against Auburn, they come out and lay an egg. They got Oklahoma coming up in a couple of weeks. They go on the road to South Carolina. I don't know who they're going to lose to, but this team is not going undefeated the rest of the way outside of Alabama.
Totally fair. And honestly, even if they do go undefeated outside of Alabama, that may not be good enough. You know, I mean, because the best thing you'll have at the end of the year is say, yeah, we won at South Carolina, which is okay. South Carolina might be 6-6, you know, so that may not be enough. The way I've treated it since the A&M game is, look, you cannot eliminate the playoff. Like, they are still, they're one of, I don't know, 30, 35 teams that still are in the running for an at-large bid, right? Don't have to win your conference. You can get it. Like, everybody's still technically alive, I guess, mathematically, if you go win one of these power conference leagues. But you can't take it off the table, but it's also really kind of not worth talking about because, like, the playoff is doable for this team mathematically, but, like, they don't look anything like a playoff team. So until they do, I think you just kind of shelf that conversation and go, hey, go win as many as you can. Hopefully you start playing better. If you get to November 9th against Oklahoma and the playoff's still something that we can talk about with four games left in the season, then we talk about it. And then it becomes, you know, a real thing of scoreboard watching and all that. But for right now, I completely understand anybody that says you're an idiot if you're talking about the playoff with it.
That is Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com joining us on the show. They have joined the 24/7 network. Be sure to go check them out. Gabe, it's always great to talk football with you, man. I appreciate you.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.